With the prices at the petrol pumps rising and food bills growing more and more expensive, the pressure of inflation is hitting people's pockets hard. And for many working parents, when you add in the unavoidable expense of childcare bills, the cost of rearing their families is really daunting. What can be done to help these parents with the burden? Well, Evelyn O'Rourke has been talking to some parents to find out more about their childcare bills, and Evelyn is here. Hello, Evelyn.
Good morning, Claire.
So do we know any more about what might be done, firstly, to tackle the issue for parents?
Well, look, at this stage, you know, Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman has signalled that they are working on proposals to help parents manage those bills we've heard so much about. And really, a lot of this comes out constantly, but there's yet another publication out confirming the costs. This is the annual Early Years Sector Profile Report. And when you consider that Early Childhood Ireland says that in Ireland, right, the average cost of childcare accounts for 35% of household income, whereas across the EU and the OECD, childcare costs between 10 and 13%. You can see why this is such a kind
It's a phenomenal difference.
It really is. And then you can see from the childcare provider side, though, they say, look, while steps were taken in the last budget to increase core funding, is the phrase there for them, in return for a freeze on fee hikes, they say, look, we're struggling too.
So let's talk about the money around the costs facing parents and the impacts then that those costs have on their family life.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of eye-watering. In 2021, the average weekly fee nationally per child for a full day was €186, part-time is 110. But of course, you know, the range of fees facing parents, it differs significantly depending whether you're paying for a baby's care, because of course there's a higher ratio of carers in the room for that, or an older child, or what part of the country you're in. I mean, for example, they're saying if you live in South County Dublin in the Dunleary-Rathdown area, you're paying the highest rates in the country. The average full-time fees were €244 a week there. Now, compare that with the cheapest fees in the country, which are still high, of course, but you get an idea of the disparity. I mean, for example, the average fees recorded for Monaghan stands at €153.
So we're going to hear now from families who are in the middle of all of this, and we're going to start with Emma. And Emma has two children, and in Emma's family, they're dreading the summer months because of childcare. Why is that?
Yeah, and she used that phrase dreading, which is awful to hear. They have two children in full-time childcare, and the amount that they pay for childcare goes up in the summer because the eldest child is going to start school in September. But they thought they'd finally have, you know, financial breathing space once the child got into school. But now they're saying that the after-school fees are high too. So the children are in childcare 4 days a week because they can't afford a fifth day. Emma takes a day of parental leave a week to cover it, and they qualify for that ECCE scheme. We'll hear a bit about that again now. That's the 3 hours a day, 5 days a week scheme, which is hugely welcome. But that scheme covers you for 38 weeks of the year, so they have to, of course, bridge the rest. So here Emma tells me more about the financial pressure that she is under.
So I have a 3-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son, both of which are in ECCE. Outside of that, they attend full-time childcare because both myself and my husband work full-time. That is costing us just under €1,000 a month during the ECCE term time. Outside term time, that jumps to about €1,400 a month.
So that's because you get 38 weeks of the ECCE. So you have to cover the gap between the 38 weeks and the 52 weeks in a year.
Exactly. So that will jump to €1,400 a month for us. And it's already a struggle.
What do you get for your €1,400?
So basically, they attend 4 days a week full time. We just can't afford the fifth day. So I'm currently trying to take parental leave on the fifth day, which is obviously a reduction in my pay.
One of the interesting aspects of all this is how women in particular are taking the hit.
And I think it's actually got worse with COVID and everything because I'm still working from home myself. So I feel like I'm working from home all day and the creche is literally around the corner. So I literally close the laptop straight around to the creche, pick the two up, back for dinner, and it's just nonstop.
And you dread the summer because it costs you so much money.
Dreading the summer because you just about get your head around the high fees as they are, and then they take a massive jump. And that's when families want to be doing stuff together and want to go on activities and holidays and breaks.
What do you think about it all? Like, what do you think the state should be doing to help?
Well, personally, in our situation, we're not entitled to any NCS funding, which I just think is ridiculous. We're segmented into that family is fully working, the two parents working, so they shouldn't get anything. I just think it's ridiculous. And it's almost like when you look at the creche fees, you do feel like, is it worth your while working?
Does that cross your mind?
Oh, yeah, definitely, 100%. But then, like, going to 4 years of college, putting yourself through college to get a career, do you know, you do have that in the back of your head that you don't want to give that up either. It's very, very difficult. Once our children reach ECCE, we're not entitled to anything.
So that's Emma. And then you spoke to Laura. Laura has a baby and she says she has to take a hit in her career. She's in no doubt to deal with childcare.
Yeah, again, a recurring theme. Women in particular seem to be in this situation. She has a 7-month-old baby, and her problem was that she had planned to return to work after 6 months maternity leave. But when she had called her 13th creche and still couldn't find a place for her baby until the baby was one, she made a decision to take that extra unpaid leave. And a creche told her that she could get a place if she paid a €500 deposit. They told the place this is for next November. She said, look, we panicked, we paid the deposit, and the monthly bill will be €1,300, you know, come the winter. So here she tells me more about her childcare situation in more detail.
We were planning on me to go back to work after 6 months, but unfortunately we couldn't get a creche place until November. So I've had to take unpaid leave for 4 months and then parental leave, and then my work have been very good to me and they've let me take like annual leave from last year. So we're now at home on one salary and just trying to make ends meet really with the cost of living. I applied to 13 creches, 4 got back to me, and one then came back and said they had a place for November, provided we could pay them €500 in 72 hours. And their operating hours have changed as well, which means I've had to go to work and ask them, can I have flexible work and so I can make it in time for pickup. And it was just crazy trying to think about that 4 months ago. I suppose the shock when I rang creches saying, oh, she's 3 months old and you're only looking now, like, you know, did you not put her down when she was a bump? But I think we're going to face fees of over €1,300 a month, and the government scheme will give us €50 off a month, so it's more than our mortgage.
It is more than your mortgage?
Yeah, it's significantly a lot more than our mortgage.
For her to have full-time care Monday to Friday, because I'm hearing it's very hard to get flexible places anyway.
Yeah, they don't do part-time places anymore. A lot of places as well won't take babies because it's too expensive, because the carer ratio has to change.
Is there a huge reliance on family, do you think, amongst your pals?
Oh, massively. Family are bridging the gap there. Like, I'm hearing now people are saying they're not getting places till 2024 in Dublin. So yeah, it's just crazy. It's so stressful as well. It's really difficult as well, particularly for women, I think. It's me that's had to step out of my career for over a year now. And the 4 months of being unpaid as well is difficult, particularly with the cost of living. So I don't understand why we have to reinvent the wheel with childcare in Ireland.
That's Laura. Myself and yourself were talking about this earlier, and you just put yourself back in that position when you have a new baby and you're trying to get back to work. It is so stressful. It's just the toughest time, isn't it?
Yeah, and trying to ring 13 creches, even the stress, those phone calls, chasing them up, the paperwork. Meanwhile, you've very little sleep, so you're quite tired dealing with all this. And everybody has advice, but it just seems to be really, really difficult for people to get the setup that they want, that they're choosing. And that's the bit that I kept getting from these women was, you know, we're muddling through. We're not choosing this.
Yeah, and as you say, your life has changed so much and then you're dealing with this massive problem on the other end as well. Now, that's the impact on the working mothers in particular. There's another aspect to this, though. This is a direct result of COVID. Tell us about this side of it.
Yeah, this was interesting. I hadn't really considered this before, but mentioned to me a few times that during COVID, of course, creches were closed and then they opened up on staggered or restricted basis. Totally understandable. But many childcare facilities now seem to be continuing to offer those reduced hours from change from pre-COVID times, which seems to be adding pressure to parents.
They're both in creche at the moment. They're 3 and 5. So at the time I returned to work and the creche hours were 7:45 to 6. So it's a bit of a trek to get in and out of work. When the kids returned to creche, the hours were restricted. So I think it was 9 to 5. But look, that was grand. Everyone was at home. People were everyone was in the same boat. So I think our hours had dropped by about 20%. We were still paying the same costs. But look, you weren't commuting in and out of work. But since about September, October, the industries, both myself and my husband working, I have to be in 3 days a week. My husband, any number of days, but he also travels. So I think our hours had dropped by 20% and we were paying €2,200 a month. So basically calling the creche going, you know, like, what's the story with the hours? When are you reverting back? Because we're kind of under increasing pressure to get back to work and back into the office.
And your point is that you need the creche to be open the way it was.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think everyone seems to be under the impression that everyone has flexibility. You just simply don't, you know, to be expected to get into the office in half an hour, like, it's absolutely impossible. And it's the same in the evening time. Like, I've been talking to other parents and we're really kind of, our backs are up against the wall because there's no alternative for us. Like, every creche in the area, there's waiting lists, and a lot of the creches have also followed suit.
You can imagine the conversations in the house, though, in the morning. Can you do the creche drop? Because I have to be in work. No, I can't. You know, it just leads to more stress, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're not fun chats.
No, they're not fun chats. They're
and
not.
Mornings are stressful enough anyway. Add that.
Now, you spoke to Elaine Dunn from the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. And what did Elaine have to say about all this?
Yeah, Elaine is also the operator of the Treehouse Creche in Kiltearn. And she says, look, I understand the pressures on parents, but from their side, sector operators are saying to her that they're potentially pulling out of the business. And she says, look, if they do go, then that pressure on waiting lists is only going to grow bigger. But she says this is a clear indication of their frustration. So the bills and the rents, she says, are rising for them too. And things like the funding for that scheme, we've talked about the ECCE scheme, the free 15 hours a week scheme. She says, for example, that's particularly frustrating because the subsidy just isn't enough. So here Elaine Dunn from the Federation explains more about their frustrations.
Elaine Dunn, chairperson of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. I can see a lot of doors closing this time next year, in particular for the ECC services.
So this is the system where parents get 3 hours free a day.
Yes. So we did a survey, a national survey, and 260 have said they're going to close their doors this time next year. And the reason they're not closing this year is because they can't afford to pay redundancies and they don't want to let the parents or the child down.
Parents are saying that the costs are too high, the creches are charging too much money. What is your response to that?
Within the Federation, we have a mixed bag of providers, and I know of nobody who has upped their fees within that part of the Federation. None of us have upped their fees in 5 years. So we would be classed ourselves as the average providers. So I'd love to know who it is that's putting up their fees.
The other argument parents have been making is that creches are beginning to shrink their hours.
I'm a little bit surprised at that because we're now back open from 8 till 6 o'clock, and unless it's a staffing issue, I can't understand why they wouldn't be back up to full opening hours at this time. So I really can't answer that.
What are your hopes from what the government's going to do in terms of this package to deal with inflation and what they can do for childcare?
My hopes for the ECCE services right now is that the government do something now and that we don't have to wait until the budget 2023. A lot of us who didn't have a rent hike in the last 2 years, obviously with COVID, we've had that. We've had all of our cost base gone up. So for us in ECCE, it's fully government funded and it should have been index linked from day one. And we were promised that and it never did. We know this new core funding that's coming out and services are going to sign up, absolutely. Some services are going to do really, really well out of it. And then the small and average services are not going to do really well out of it. So do I have faith in government and the new scheme they're bringing in? Not right now. They have chronically let down the ECCE services. So will we have the same faith in the full daycare services? It will remain to be seen.
That's Elaine Dunn there, ending Evelyn's report. We could do the 2 hours.
We could.
For 5 days talking about childcare, couldn't we?
Oh, no. It's just when you talk to people, they're trying to do their best.
Yeah.
They really are trying to do their best.
And it's sort of a weak lobby from a parental point of view, because when you're in the middle of it, you're in the maelstrom, you have so much going on, you don't have time to campaign.
Claire, I did some of these interviews late at night. Because
they couldn't talk. Yeah. There you go. Well, Evelyn's good to hear it. Good to hear it being aired. Evelyn O'Rourke, thank you very much. Now we're going to be speaking to Brian McDermott about catering for a crowd. That's after this.